The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to our client support call this evening. My name is Frida Keller. I'm a registered nurse, and I'm joined tonight by Dr. Mark Nelson. We are also certified OPTAVIA coaches and are very happy to be here with you tonight. This call is for all of our current and potential OPTAVIA clients, coaches, and health professionals, and it's going to last for 30 minutes. It is designed to be an interactive call where you can ask questions and get answers from health professionals right away. Keep in mind that we will do our best to answer your questions, but we also encourage you to contact your personal health care provider, as they are an important part of your transformation and your personal health journey, especially if you are taking medications or have any medical considerations. We're going to begin tonight by hearing from a few of you who are on the line. Then Dr. Nelson is going to share a quick health tip for this week. And after that, we'll get right to the question and answer portion of our call. So let's go ahead and get started. If you'd like to say hello, you're going to need to hit *6 on your phone to unmute. Then share your first name, where you're from, and your success so far on your health journey. Then please *6 your phone again so we can keep the line as clear as possible. So here we go. Who's out there with us tonight?
Hi, my name is Ann Carter.
Hi, Ann.
I'm a health coach. I'm in Roanoke, Virginia. And I love this program, and I am a nurse as well, so I have been able to bless a lot of people with transformations and a healthier journey for their life, and I lost 56 pounds in 4.5 months, and that was 4 years ago, so I'm blessed to be a part of OPTAVIA.
That's wonderful. Isn't it fun to be able to help people create health?
It is. Totally amazing, and it just feels so good to be inspired every day talking to people.
Thank you, Anne, and congratulations on your success, and thanks for joining us tonight.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jean Marie in California. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, Jean Marie.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I've lost 120 pounds.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Do you feel better?
I've gone through a lot of, much better. Much better. I'm a coach, and I want to share the love.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, when you find something as special as this, it's kind of hard to keep it all to yourself, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations, and thanks for joining us, Jean Marie. Anybody out there want to say hi?
Hi, this is Shilpa. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. This is my 7th week running, and I've lost 10 pounds. Shocks.
Wonderful. How do you feel?
Better. Good.
Good. That's wonderful. Thank you for joining us.
I'm glad I could.
Good. Anybody else want to say hi before I bring Dr. Nelson on? Well, okay then. Dr. Nelson, are you there out with us tonight?
I sure am. Thanks, Frida. It's great to be on the call and inspiring to hear people's stories. Obviously, our program is science-based, and it works. So it's no surprise to me or Frida that when people choose to engage with our program, that they can lose weight, their bodies can heal, and they can see significant improvements in their health and well-being. So what I wanted to talk a little bit about was the power of meditation. You know, meditation was once viewed as something foreign, abstract, from the Orient, from the East, and it's clearly become accepted in many parts of the world, with a deeper understanding that it's really about our being able to create some space and time for ourselves, to be mindful of our thoughts, mindful of our feelings, and those quiet times that we can reserve for ourselves. And I certainly encourage people to learn about meditation. It doesn't mean one needs to do it an hour or 2 or 3 hours a day. Even a few minutes a day can be very helpful, simply to find a quiet space, to really be aware of one's thoughts and feelings, let one's mind, drift, if you will, to focus on our breathing. There are a lot of good, simple and basic materials online. What's really fascinating about meditation is that it can really have an impact on our physical, mental, and emotional health. People who meditate on a regular basis often experience lower blood pressure. They can find improvements in their mood, in their memory, sleeping better, able to process information better, really be in a position to take on the day, if you will, with less stress, less reacting to a chaotic, stressful world, and more creating the outcomes that we want for ourselves. And so I just want to suggest that if people aren't aware of the benefits of meditation, that you be open to it, explore it, because it can have many significant benefits to us as clients, as coaches, certainly with respect to physical, mental, and emotional health.
Wow. Thank you, Dr. Nelson. I've always felt that it's beneficial. I know that Dr. A has done this with us sometimes. It's like, just stop and take a breath. And just that 10 seconds sometimes is amazing. So if I'm understanding you right, you could get a lot of benefit just from a few minutes or even longer if you had it, but if nothing else, just to kind of center yourself, take a couple deep breaths, and it doesn't have to be anything real, the word's not restricted, what I want to say, scripted. Would you agree
right.
to that?
Right, I think, yeah, okay. No, I completely agree. I think the thing that's so interesting about meditation is it's different for everyone, but it's not about a requirement. It's the understanding that, you know, for most of us, our thoughts or feelings run us, and we are really the editors of our thoughts and feelings. We're the editors and architects of our health and our life, Frieda, and I know you know this well. What meditation does is it allows us to create a space for ourselves and a time for ourselves to reflect on and be aware of our thoughts and feelings, to be able to look at them and watch them, if you will, like one might watch a river, and not be thrown about by our thoughts or feelings or emotions, which we often are, and we see examples of that every day in our society, people becoming unhinged, if you will. But to really be able to reflect on our thoughts and feelings and then to create and or choose those that really move us forward, as opposed to those that simply crop up for whatever reason. So meditation really is a way of our reasserting the awareness and the control, if you will, of ourselves, of our being, as opposed to simply reacting to a chaotic, stressful world. And it can be extremely helpful. It's the foundation of Stop, Challenge, Choose, isn't it? It's the foundation of Dr. Anderson's advice of when you're in a stressful situation or maybe a little overwhelmed by choices that may have tempted one in the past, for example, to stop, step back, take a breath, be aware of what's going on, and instead of reacting, to make a fully conscious choice. That's really the foundation of meditation. It's really in another level, a deeper level, if you will, of awareness of oneself and one's surroundings.
Yeah, that is just, you said it. That's that foundation. Oh, thank you, Dr. Nelson. I love listening to that and practicing it just a little bit more. So guys, we would love to know if any of you out there have any comments about this or questions, and it doesn't have to be about this either. Remember, we're here to help you, and we'll be happy to field any questions that you have. So any comments from out there?
I have a question.
Great.
I'm Shilpa, and the first week I joined Optivia, I got loose motions. And this is happening after every 2 weeks, I get loose motions. I don't know if it's common or something is wrong, but I never get loose motions. I don't remember past 2 years I got any time.
I'm not exactly understanding what you're trying to tell us that you're experiencing.
So the first week I joined Optivia, I got basically loose motions, and I don't know it's because of the plan or it's because of my diet change. And
then are you saying loose motions as in your stool has become loose? Your bowel movement?
Yes,
like that what you're saying? Okay.
Like that entry. And this is happening like after every 2 weeks. In 7 weeks I had 3 times already.
Okay, so I want to just get clear. Since starting this program, and you said you had started 7 weeks ago, on 3 different occasions, you have experienced diarrhea. Is that right?
Yes, I've got that on three different occasions.
Okay, and you've lost 10 pounds, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, first of all, again, congratulations, Shoba. You can have some dietary changes because you're changing your diet. So when we eat differently, it can be expected that your bowel pattern or habit can go through some changes. Diarrhea can be a problem if you're having, say, 4 or 5 or more stools in a day. To have one or maybe 2 is not necessarily a problem. It's your
No, I have more than 5. Like even if I drink water, I need to go immediately.
Okay. And how many days does that last for? How long does it last where you're having 5 a day or more?
At least a day, and then I don't eat anything. I just take a little bit of lemonade or yogurt, and then it goes away. But
okay, are you using the probiotics that Optivia has available?
No, not yet.
Okay, that is one recommendation that I would make. It is for your gut health. And it will help your intestinal tract, and it will also help digest the foods. The other thing that I would recommend is that you journal, write down what you eat, and see if there's a pattern between a certain meal that is triggering this or not. So that's a couple of things I would recommend. Dr. Nelson, you have any recommendations?
Sure. I'm wondering, so How long have you been on the program?
This is my 7th week.
The 7th week. So 7 weeks approximately. I'm just interested out of those 7 weeks, how many days would you say you had significant diarrhea?
5 days. First week, 2 days. Then after 2 weeks, I had again for 1.5 day. And this time again for like 1.5 day.
Okay, so you've had some days like that, but in 7 weeks, maybe 5 days. Right, so
right.
not like super common, though you've had it. So I think there are a number of things to keep in mind. One is some of the fuelings, particularly the bars, contain some sugar alcohol, and that can be an issue for some people. So I think in terms of Frida's question, do you notice a correlation with the bars? That's something I would certainly think about. Because that might be an issue. Another is for you to eat more of the high-fiber vegetables, which certainly can be helpful. And sometimes fiber like that can help, such as ground flaxseed, 1/2 to 1 teaspoon. 2 to 3 times a day can provide a soluble fiber, and that sometimes can help. So I think eating more of the high fiber vegetables, things like broccoli, maybe adding some flaxseed, I would think about using other products than the bars to see if that makes a difference. And there is a product guide that your coach has, and if you look at that, it'll show you what bars have sugar alcohols. And I'd be interested if that makes a difference for you.
Sure. I might have taken bars during that time. So, yeah, I'll try that, avoiding bars. That might help.
Okay. Yep, wonderful.
That helps. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Does anybody else have a question?
Hi, I do, if the forum's open.
Sure.
Hi, my name's Dana, and I just started the program 5 weeks ago. This Friday will actually be my 6th week. I have a lot of weight to lose, about 250 pounds, and already on my 5th week weigh-in, which was Friday, I'm very excited because I had already lost 35.4 pounds without being hungry, and just absolutely love the program and love the food. And I just feel, you know, that my health is changing already. So the question that I have is, I have had fabulous energy the past 5 weeks, just almost to the point of, I told some of my friends, it was almost, I was kind of driving myself crazy because I just couldn't stop doing things, wanted to do things. My sister's idea might have been that that might be the chromium that's in the products. My body's not really used to chromium. I've heard it can give people some energy. So that's great. And I really don't have a complaint about that, whatever it is that's giving me the energy. But what's happened just in the past 2 days, all of a sudden, I have this big letdown of energy. I'm not sure why that would be or what's happening. I'm actually really feeling like that really hard fatigue where I'm just feeling really drugged down, really exhausted. I called my primary care physician. He's having me go in to have a CBC and a CMP and a urinalysis tomorrow morning at the lab. So I'm just curious, I think, to find out if this maybe could be a normal part of the cycle of my body trying to adapt to all of these new things. And by the way, let me add to the person who was just talking about the bowel problem. My 1st week, I had pretty bad diarrhea. It just looked like what we call when the babies have diarrhea, just pure yellow. And I wonder if my body was trying to just clean itself out. And I didn't let that deter me. I've just kept going. and I want to keep going. This is the only program that's ever worked for me, and I don't want to stop. So I need to see if there could be something going on that would cause this all of a sudden letdown with this tiredness and this fatigue, and if that might be a normal thing or if I should be concerned.
Yeah, well, first of all, congratulations on making a choice to make a difference in your own life. A couple of things. The energy that you experience comes from your body functioning the way it's actually designed to function. When you get into a fat-burning state where your calories are not sufficient, so your body has to actually burn its fat for calories, then all of a sudden you're working at a very, it's like your engine is fine-tuned, and you have all the energy you need to function and to do the things you want. And yeah, a lot of times it can be like, I have to be careful. I can't even sleep. I have so much energy. But that's where it's from. Okay. So when you have a fine-tuned machine that is burning fat well, you have all the energy you need. Now, at 5 to 6 weeks, it's been my experience that it's almost like a computer that has to kind of reboot itself. Every once in a while, you may kind of get that, like, I think you described it well, kind of like a shift, a letdown, like, wow, what's wrong? But it could be, if you haven't changed anything in your plan and you are following the plan and you haven't had anything that would have thrown you out of fat burn, it could be that it's just a point where your body is going to reboot itself. I think it's excellent that you called your care provider, that he's going to do some basic labs on you, get a baseline. Yep. I think that's a great thing, and it's definitely not going to hurt you. But one of the things, and Laurie Anderson used to say this all the time, is don't stop, see it through. Just have faith that it's going to be okay. Keep doing it and work very closely with your coach. Watch your weight. Take your fluids in. Make sure that you're eating and following the program like you should. And you should feel that energy return. Or if nothing else, you will not be as lethargic.
That's the way I was looking at it too. Yeah, I almost feel that way. It's almost as if my body's trying to – it's almost like I feel like I'm trying to transition to something else, even in a good way, you know. I know in the beginning, let me tell you, the first couple of days, I was so tired. The first couple of days in my plan, when my body was trying to purge itself of all the sugar and carbs and starch and processed things.
And that's what it does.
So tired then. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, and it will do that. The other thing is, when your body doesn't want to burn its fat, and it doesn't, that's we were designed to store fat. Your brain will tell you, I'm exhausted. It will give you a headache, you know. And yeah, the sugars play into that, but there's a lot that it's your body telling you, oh, I need you to eat because we're starving, and I don't want to burn my fat. And so, you will get to a point where it has no choice and it has to burn fat. And once you do, it's like, wow, I feel awesome now. This is so much better.
Yep.
And then the weight comes off. So make sure you're following your plan. Work very closely with your health coach. You know, monitor that fluid intake. Journal your foods down. Make sure, measure your foods. Make sure that you're sticking to plan and you're not getting off plan, which if you do, you'll get out of fat burn, and guess what? Here comes that lethargic feeling again.
Right.
But
that makes sense.
At 5 to 6 weeks, sometimes I have found it just reboots. Dr. Nelson, you have anything else to say?
No, I think that's a good review. I'm just curious in terms of you're feeling a bit more fatigued than you'd expect. Just questions, are you skipping meals? Or are you exercising significantly more than you did before?
No, I'm not really able to exercise yet at the size that I am. As for skipping meals, I'll be really honest with you, what happens to me a lot is I literally forget that I should eat something. Hours will go by. I have no real hunger since, you know, I've been, since I got through my first week. It's wonderful because I'm not hungry. I don't crave things at all. It's such a change for me. It's so wonderful to not feel hungry all the time. But I think it's kind of flipped the other way where I think I'm almost going to have to set my phone alarm to remind myself, you know, every 2.5 hours, look, you need to put something in your body. I think that might be part of the problem because I realized the other day I had accidentally gone for like 5 or 6 hours. I got wrapped up with something and I didn't feel hunger. So I don't have that thing that tells me, hey, you need to eat. I don't really have that, which is a great thing for me, by the way. But that might be part of the problem, is maybe I'm not eating enough on time as I should.
Excellent. Excellent question, Dr. Nelson. I was going to say,
yeah,
Dana,
I lost over
100 pounds. And, yeah, I had to set my alarm. My phone was off every 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And so
that's what I think
I know.
Do, yeah.
Yeah, and I still do that because I will, especially if I'm back on that 5-1, you know, yeah, you forget because you're not hungry and you have all this energy. That's enough to throw you out of fat burn. And it will slow down your weight loss. I also have the mental thing of, hey, if I can do this, eating 5 fuelings a day, let me see what I can do with 4.
Yeah,
and,
I've done that.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, my coach got on me really quick because I had a week. The first time I did that, I had a week where I had no weight loss, none. I had been losing 4 to 5 pounds, which I had just, you know, it was at the beginning. But anyway. So, yeah, don't. Dr. Nelson will share this, and he'll tell you this plan is designed so that it works at its optimum, and it will put your body at its optimum. And I remember having to tell myself, hey, if I knew how to do it better, I wouldn't have been the weight and the health I was. So I needed to pay attention and do it the way they told me to. And my coach really helped me. Thank you, Dr. Nelson.
Yeah, thank you both. I that's wonderful information, and I'm going to definitely do that because I think you're spot on. Yeah, I need to get with the program, stay with the program, and do what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah. And thanks for your question, Dana.
Thank you.
Anybody else have one? I think we have time for maybe one more. And the other thing I wanted to say, if you want to. Oh, hi. Yeah, we can.
Hello, my name is Frank. I've been on the program for about a month or two now, and I just had a quick question. My coach helped me with it a little bit, but I'm just, you know, trying to get some more info, second opinion. So I'm in the military, and I work out about once or twice a day, and being on the 5-1, I've still found myself to be pretty hungry before and after the lean and green. But when I called the nutrition support team, they recommended to change the 5-1 2 weeks in because I was so hungry and I was burning so much. What is it that you guys recommend on my situation with me having to work out on a regular basis?
Well, so what if you're doing significant physical activity on the 5-1, what that means is, you know, the reason you're hungry is because you need more nutrition. So you could go to the 4-2, 4 fuelings, 2 lean and greens. You could add a fueling and see how you do. I mean, one to some degree can play it by ear as long as you work with your coach. So for people who are physically active, the bottom line is they either need more fuelings or additional lean and green, a whole one or a half of one. Obviously adding hydration. So when we outstrip the calories and the nutrition, because we're significant, we are significantly active, the 5-1 is simply not sufficient. The good news is we continue to lose weight in spite of being physically active, but we need to bump up their nutrition. So what corporate will often recommend in terms of the people on staff there is the 4-2, which can be pretty standard for people.
You could try 6 fuelings a day, 1 lean and greens, 6 fuelings, 1.5 lean and greens. You'll obviously be aware when the hunger is now controlled and you're not really super hungry and you have the energy to do your workout. So that's going to vary, obviously, according to the individual and the level of activity they're engaged in. But that's really the issue. The issue is the 5-in-1 is not sufficient if you're doing significant activity.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I think I'm going to try the 4-in-2 and kind of gauge myself from there.
Yeah, 4-in-2 might work. 5-in-2 also. So there's a 5-2-in-2, 5 fuelings, 2 lean and greens, 2 snacks. Your coach can share those guides with you. Again, I think the principle is that if you stay with the program, meaning the fuelings and the lean and green, whether it's the 5-in-2 or the 4-in-2 or the 4-2-in-1, the one refers to a healthy snack. You should do fine. The 4-2-in-1 is a plan that we often recommend for people who are engaged in significant physical activity, exercise more than 45 minutes a day, and I assume that's what you're doing on the days you work out. So if you add nutrition, again, not to go off program, meaning fueling, lean and green, if you add in either of those areas or both step by step, obviously get the hydration you need, you should do fine.
Okay. Cool. I appreciate it. Thank you.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.